Hey, what's up, guys? We're just here to give you a reminder that ZorkFest is December 1st through the 3rd in Atlantic City. Yes, it's in the East Coast, and we are excited to attend. We are excited to take advantage to learn everything we can from the Total Rewards comp system, airline miles, to credit card, and take advantage of everything we can. We hope to see everybody there, and of course, we're going to have a blast.
Peekaboo, you fucks you.
I see you, you motherfucker.
You want to talk, or do you want to bet?
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, lappers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen amyl.
Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal, it's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11 where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
All right, guys. Hey, so we promised you something a little bit different. This isn't our normal format, but we, again, you know, Julian and I talked earlier. We got a fucking once-in-a-lifetime thing to go to the East Coast. We may never be there again. So we have some interviews lined up with some great people. You'll know who they are. And if you don't know who they are, listen anyway because they're full of just fantastic information. What do you got on your side, bud?
Man, I'm excited to talk to these folks. Again, we promised you guys to have interviews, to have people on, to have phone calls. Again, we're getting into the emails, so we are excited to bring you guys to ZorkFest with us. We are excited to bring these East Coasters in and ask a bunch of questions and just drill them on, you know, what's ZorkFest expectations and what are we getting ourselves into, basically. Because, again, we're flying across the country to go get ourselves involved in seminars and all kinds of learning experiences that we have no idea what we're getting ourselves in for. So again, we're going in kind of blind-eyed, but we're going in open arms, so we're gonna have fun with it.
I think I'm blind-eyed but bushy-tailed, so
yeah.
Here we go.
So, Vito, I wanted to ask some questions about ZorkFest before I want to get into some Vegas confessions and some stories with you. But I wanted to ask real quick, what are some of your expectations of ZorkFest?
My expectations, you know, it's tough because there's so much going on. But I think my expectation is to really network, do a social network thing with people that are like-minded. Because, like, I'm into the casino rewards. I really want to learn how to get my Caesar status up. But, you know, I feel like the cocktail party the day before and all the mingling at the event, I just want to make my Rolodex a little fatter with people who have tips and tricks for me to, you know, maximize rewards.
Right. Yeah, so are you strictly, I mean, I'm assuming you belong to most clubs, you know, as far as MGM, Caesars, all those?
Honestly, not really, because I the majority of my play locally. Like, I'm a member of Caesars. I played at MGM properties, but I played at, like, for instance, locally at our Foxwoods Casino. We had an MGM Tower, but it was under the local Foxwoods rewards program. So I haven't even signed up for M Life. So to me, I want to learn how to make a calculated move into M Life and maximize my rewards right off the get-go.
Yeah,
nice. Part of what I'm looking to learn a lot of stuff, actually, now that you mention it.
So have you ever been to an event like this in the past?
Like this? No, nothing. I've been to different seminars, but nothing that's as exciting as this is to me, because I'm already a casino guy and I already have a little bit of a background in travel rewards. But to just be around these classes and learn, because for me, I need to learn about airline rewards, because I can get the hotels in Vegas. And if I really finagle, I can get my airlines paid for Vegas. But to be able to maximize my airlines and say, all right, I'm going to fly out of this hub. This will get me the most points. Here's how to convert them to get the highest value. It's those little things that make it possible to get the big rewards.
That's right. Where I'm at. That's where I'm at with the travel, just the flights, you know, alone. I can't wait to learn about that stuff. Definitely.
Right. And like we were saying with Eric, Shane's biggest deal is he'd be able to capitalize on the flights to Vegas from Washington, which would help him out big time.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And especially as a recreational gambler, if you could take out airfare and take out hotel stay, that all goes into your travel fund.
Oh,
that goes
into
dinners and gambling. And that's almost the game for the recreational gamblers. Can I get there for free? So the money that most people would spend on a vacation, I could try and spend it on gambling and winning more money or going out to big dinners, you know, instead of doing the Rachel Ray $10 a day. I mean,
it's almost like you're gambling before you're gambling. You're just gambling on how cheaper to get it. It's a whole nother bet on its own. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's right, because even like Vegas Vacation 4, as soon as we got into Vegas, you know, we started throwing money down as soon as we got into Vegas, put our stuff in the room, went to the tables, and just started doing our things. But this one, Vegas Vacation 5, we kind of took it back a little bit and just kind of, all right, let's go have a nice meal. Let's get settled in. Let's go meet with everybody, and then we'll do some damage to ourselves. So you're right, man. You can just kind of be antsy just to get in and start doing things. But so my next one for you is, how many people do you expect at this event?
Oof, I wish I had any idea. I really have no idea. I'm not involved on anything but having a good time. My specialty, you know, I'm doing the master ceremony thing. I'm going to be hanging out at the cocktail party. I'm going to be gambling with everybody. But really, I'm just like you guys are. And I'm honestly closer to being an audience member than I am to being a professor, because you know, these are such smart minds in the travel rewards industry here.
That's cool. Right. Yeah, it kind of makes you pretty humble, you know, looking at everybody that you're dealing with and everybody around you. It's amazing. I mean, I can't wait to be part of it.
It really is. So I wanted to get into Vegas confession and see if maybe you got a little Vegas confession you can share with us.
A Vegas confession. Gee, let me say.
No pressure.
I'm trying to think. I don't have anything too juicy. I don't have anything that's really skirting, you know, the border between the decency here. But I mean, I have, here's one confession that's kind of embarrassing, that like everyone tells you, that, you know, sometimes so many people tell you the same thing over and over and you're like, oh yeah, I understand. And then you do the stupid mistake anyway.
You mean every day of my life? Yeah. Welcome to my world.
So I'm doing great. I'm in Vegas. I'm there for my mother's wedding. We're having a good time. So I got front row seats to Penn and Teller, and I believe they're at the Rio. I think they're still at the Rio actually. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm staying at Caesars. Let's go to the Rio. And for some reason, I don't know what came over me, if I was drinking during the day, but I said, you know what? Let's just hoof it to the Rio. So let me tell
it's
you,
not that far.
It was an exciting walk from Caesars. I don't know if I was on the highway, but I was definitely doing like Frogger, like running to different islands on the interstate. It was, I took a cab back, obviously. Right? I don't even think they had Uber when I was there for that. I think I just hailed a cab, but that was an embarrassment. And then, of course, I'm with my girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, hey, look at this. She is really doing good. I was in sneakers or dress shoes. Imagine being in the heels. She was running across the highway.
That is, you know, that amazes me. I go just everything with a strip. You don't realize how far it is, and then you add a little alcohol on top of that, and you think, oh, God, I can conquer this. This is nothing. It's right down the road.
Well, yeah, you know, Vegas too, is you're like, people drive kind of slow by the strip, but once you get off it, everyone's zipping to try and get up and down the strip, get over there. So it's like, once you're off that little tourist where everyone's wandering around, people are ripping.
Oh, yeah. Right. It is absolutely crazy. Just, you know, the drivers and everything out there. So I got one real quick, and I ask Eric this too. It's just because I'm always curious about, you know, people's experiences and what they had. You know, obviously you've been to Vegas more than once or twice. When was that aha thing? When was the first time that you just went, you know what, this is it, I'm coming back, this is why? What'd that look like?
You know what, this is going to be an answer I think you're expecting. For me, it's really going to be Vegas Vacation 4.
Because
I'm a gambler at heart. Like, I like Vegas because of the gambling aspect and all that. Vegas Vacation 4, meeting Julian and all the other people and all the other podcasters and all the listeners, that made me really want to go out of my way to get back there. Because to me, I can go, you know, drive an hour, stay at a resort and get basically what I'm looking for in Vegas,
right,
without the airfare. But now with all you guys out there and all the stuff that happened, you know what I mean? There's a reason to draw me back out there. It actually comes full circle with what I was looking for at Zorkfest, is like just those interpersonal relationships and you're growing your clique of, you know, like-minded people.
No, right? You know, we totally understand that. I mean, it's camaraderie, man. I mean, sometimes that outweighs anything. You know, it's neat to meet the different people and what you're doing. And like I said, you know, Julian was touching base earlier. You know, didn't know him shit from Shinola. And then, you know, we spent like 4 days with one another. It's just, you know, it happens and it's cool and it's kind of neat. I think that's my favorite part of Vegas. I'm right with you, man. Just meeting the people is fantastic.
You know, and the most intriguing part to me has got to be everybody's from a different walk of life, you know. People right, are lawyers, right. Judges, doctors, you name it. There's everybody from all different walks of life. And, you know, it's pretty neat because when you're there, it doesn't matter who you were or what you had going on in the past. When you're in Vegas, everybody's friends.
Yeah,
pretty
cool. Yep, I think everybody takes off that hat, you know, because nobody really cares. That's not what you're there for. You know, it's not a pissing contest. You're all there having the same time and the fun time with everybody else, so. Yeah, that's awesome.
You're at the hot craps table. You'll be slapping fine with whoever's next. Like,
exactly.
I'm slapping fine with all sorts of strangers, old Chinese ladies. I got the black guy with the fedora and the rings on. We're all slapping fine.
That is cool. That's awesome.
And I know you talk a lot about craps. Is craps your favorite game to play ultimately?
For me, yeah. Overall, if I'm looking to have a fun night, have some scotches, some laughs, I'm going to the craps table with a group of people. Even maybe I'll go by myself if I have to, but craps table is definitely number one. I mean, I'll play a lot of stuff. I'll play whatever. I don't have like, because I go for recreation. I go recreationally. So to me, I know that some of these games I play are money leaks, like putting money in a slot machine.
Right.
I'm assuming I'm going to lose it. I'm not, you know, I'm not sitting here calculating every penny I'm gambling. So I do, you know, I'll play all sorts of weird games. That's what I'm trying to say. I'll play some roulette if I feel like.
I have another one right here. So I know you frequently visit casinos out in the East Coast and up towards where you live. What is your favorite casino out there?
You know, I'm totally biased. I'm going to put a disclaimer in front of this because I'm a Connecticut tribal casino guy. I'm a Mohegan Sun, and Foxwoods are my two, you know, home state ones. And I'm totally biased. You know, Atlantic City, I was at years ago. You know, I've been to Horseshoe Baltimore. I've stopped at different casinos. You know, although some of them in New York don't have table games. It's all slots and stuff. But, you know, just a total homerism. I'm saying Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods, but you know, Anytime Gambling. I don't know if you go to AnytimeGambling.com. Robin from Anytime Gambling. He frequents all the New England casinos, and I think he's a Mohegan guy too. But I he'll have a better idea of, you know, comparatively which one will be the best, because mine's just proximity and, you know, I like the free rooms. I'm easily bought off. So if you're listening, any casino people, free rooms, you'll be my new favorite place.
Okay. And so I have a couple left. One of the ones I wanted to hit on. So if I were to ask you to compare Atlantic City to Las Vegas, how would you compare them?
You know, I don't know.
That's a loaded question.
You can't really compare them, I don't think. Because to me, Atlantic City is that beautiful beach town, just so happens to also have nice craps tables that I could play at, you know, great restaurants. Where Vegas, it's, you let it all hang out 24/7, wild time. You know what I mean? Atlantic City.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense because,
you know,
a lot
of people, summer retreat.
Right. A lot of people compare the two, Laughlin to Las Vegas, and Laughlin is a whole five notches down compared to Vegas, just because it's so much more chill. There's a river in the back, and it's just a whole level down. So I get what you're saying. That's perfect. So one of the other ones I had for you is, so do you have a limit when you go to the casino?
Yeah, honestly, if I'm going for a one-day trip, I'll just bring enough cash for a day. Like, if I like just on a round number, let's say, you know, $500.
Right.
And often, if I go with a $500 budget, I won't even go through the whole budget, depending on how long I play for, what's going on, how the vibe is, you know? So it's like, I definitely have a budget, and I rarely, unless I'm on a long trip and I'm like, all right, let me, you know, I want to play a little something different. You know what I mean? Then maybe
right.
I'll go get some more money. But for the most part, I just, you know, you set your little budget aside, and hopefully you could make it grow so then that bankroll is bigger, you know, for your next trip. And then if I lose it, I go back to my baseline, you know, I'm like, here's my baseline thing, and let me try and work this up.
All right, so let's say I have a few extra days in the East Coast, and I'm to Atlantic City a few days, which I will be. So what do you recommend I do any extra days out in the East Coast? Any places you recommend I visit?
Well, what are you are you thinking neighboring cities? Are you, I mean, what are you, where are you? Were you flying out of somewhere specific?
We fly into Philadelphia Thursday morning at about 5, and then I don't leave until Tuesday at about afternoon, I believe, or Tuesday morning. So
if I were you, and it's great you're flying into Philly, I'm a big fan of Philadelphia. So for instance, if I'll be leaving Atlantic City Sunday, so if you're there, I don't know what your room's like in Atlantic City, but if you could say maybe Sunday, Monday, leave Sunday afternoon, go to Philadelphia. I have had great times just in the historic district. There's little places to eat, and they have, believe they have a couple casinos in Philly now downtown. I haven't played them, but I would say enjoy Philadelphia because you're going to have your fill of Atlantic City, and there is a lot to be said for some of the food, dining and gambling options in Philly.
That's what I wish. I wish I had more time in Philly. I really, just the historic purposes there, you know, I love history and shit like that. I mean, that place is just awesome. Yeah.
It just sucks that they kicked our Bears' ass today. I don't really want to know.
Yeah, that was bad. That was
nice segue.
Well, you know what? We could use a better draft pick.
We'll go down that route now. Yeah, we'll go there.
That's right. Well, awesome, we're still winning, man. So we'll see what they say. Sorry for you guys, but Seahawks are doing all right. That last time I checked. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see what's up with that.
Yeah, hopefully they're hanging in there. They're on right now on my TV. Hopefully they're hanging in there still. Like, get from here.
But, man, yeah, I'm Julian, you got anything else? I mean, I'm just happy to have you on and take your time away from
me. I really want to thank you big time for coming on, letting us pick your brain. I mean, obviously we're some West Coast boys going to come out to the East Coast, and we have no idea what we're getting into. So, again, we wanted to pick some of your East Coast brains and see what you can tell. It's an insight.
Oh, yeah, and if I were you, I'd keep my third week of April clear. You might want to be coming back to the East Coast. I never know. A little birdie told me.
I heard that 420 weekend. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. I really want to make it. It's kind of cutting close to the Vegas vacation trip. But, I mean, I was talking to the wife, and hopefully if I can learn something from this event, I might be able to capitalize on a free flight, free rooms, and might be out there for sure. 420 weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Oh, so what, the next Vegas vacation? Memorial weekend again.
Right. Yeah, May. Yeah.
Oof,
that's right.
Oh, man, that's going to be tough for me, too. I'm my cousin's getting married Memorial Day weekend this year, so this I'm not even going to be out there for Vegas.
Oh,
vacation.
Man.
Bad news. Cut this out of the interview. Wow, what a bummer. What a way to end it.
Oh, man. Sucks. Wow. Yeah. Wait, you're going to lay it on.
Nice, Bob.
God. Oh, gee, wow, the cat's out of the bag there. But hey, you know, I'll be gambling all the way through till Labor Day too. So Labor Day might be my big return to Vegas.
Oh, there you go.
Nice,
cool,
nice.
Yeah,
awesome, man. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, man. I know, like Shane said, he didn't really have too many questions. He was kind of nervous, and I said, you know, this guy's just a stand-up guy. You guys are gonna be so much alike when you guys meet, and I'm excited to meet a lot of new folks and a lot of the friends we've already made. You know, I'm excited to have another get together with a lot of these people because, you know, like I said, these people between you and cousin Mikey and Eric Rosenthal, and I'm excited to meet the Do for a Win guys. You know, I mean, just the community, and you know, it doesn't get any better than the people I've met at this event. So you know, these events make me want to do the podcast with Shane and reach out to people even more, and just, you know, have even greater memories to share with everybody every time an event happens. So I'm so looking forward to hanging out with you guys, man, rolling the dice and winning some money and making some good videos and sharing some good times, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we're going to make luck happen, baby. I have a funny feeling.
There you go. Don't jinx anything. God damn. That'll work. Cool.
All right, thank you big time, brother. We'll see you in about a week, my friend.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Cheers.
Or taking punishment from a team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
Alrighty, guys, welcome to Vegas Confessions. We have another interview set up for you guys. We told you guys we were going to hit you guys back to back this week with some different folks this week, and we are excited to bring you guys Craig from Do for a Win podcast. I was just telling him about how much, you know, I'm a big fan, and I haven't met him, but I'm meeting him here on the line. And again, guys, we were talking about how this podcasting has just been a huge community, and everybody coming together and willing to network with one another and share stories and insight on, you know, the East Coast and Zorkfest and everything that's going on, you know, and just willing on lending a hand. And so from sound to everything, everybody's been so helpful to us. And again, we want to thank everybody. And again, Craig, I want to thank you for coming on the show, because again, obviously we're getting ourselves going, and me and Shane, we're super excited about coming out to the East Coast. And so we wanted to ask you some questions and see, you know, if you can give us some insight on Atlantic City and what we should get ourselves in expectations, basically.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad you guys are up and running and getting this thing going.
Yeah, up and running is a broad term.
Every day is another headache. That's
yeah, right.
Sure.
I mean, getting started is the hardest part, right? Like, we had a domain name for years before we actually did anything with it. So.
Oh, really? Oh, that's funny. I don't feel bad now, because the website's still sitting there.
That's for sure. We just, our biggest goal, man, is just making this thing interactive, working with all podcasts and fans and going to these events and making the community even stronger, you know. And
right.
From the events that we've went to and the love that we have for these people and they have for us, you create these friendships. You go home every day, you're texting with somebody from Texas and freaking Florida, and you're like, god damn, you know. And it never ends. And so when an event comes back up and everybody's getting excited, and you know, it just makes you get even more amped up. So again, we have no idea what we're getting ourselves in for. So we had some questions for you East folks. We had Eric Rosenthal in the first episode, and then right now, right before you, we just had Vito. So you know, we just wanted to make sure and see, come prepared, basically. So again, I wanted to give you a congratulations. I know you guys are expecting another baby soon. So
yeah, cool. Thank you.
Cool, good on you. That's cool. Awesome.
Throw a little wrench into the AC trips for sure.
Yeah. Of course, that's always going to make everything a little more difficult. That's how we are. Of course, when our Vegas trips are lined up, who's babysitting this time? But yeah, usually
I've
never.
Lucky with just one, but the second one will make it tougher, I think.
Now, how old's your youngest, man?
2.5.
Oh wow, you're getting them knocked out quick there, aren't you? Get them close together.
Back to back.
3 months away.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I raised my kid on my own for like 17 years almost. So yeah, being a parent is quite a challenge, definitely.
Yeah. Some work, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So my first question for you, Craig, is gonna be, so what are some of your expectations of Zorkfest?
Oh man. I mean, so it's funny because you guys are kind of newer to the podcasting thing, but I feel like you've sort of got a lot more experience in the event, you know, going into these big Vegas gatherings and stuff like that and being in the community, whereas, you know, we sort of came in and the community was something that excited us, but being on the East Coast, we felt sort of isolated and we haven't done a great job of getting out to these community things.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know quite what to expect from the gathering standpoint, and that's what I'm most excited about, is like meeting you guys, meeting you know, all the people from, you know, Cousin Vito and Cousin Mikey and you know, Coach Fab, I think, is gonna be there, and Tony from Vice Lounge Online. So just like a bunch of people that, you know, we interact with online but haven't actually met, and to finally have that be on the East Coast, it's something we can make. Is really exciting, or at least something I can make. I don't know if Kyle's going to make it or not. We still haven't established that.
Oh, is that up in there, I take it, or is that's not definite on his side?
No, so he has a newborn. He has a 2-month-old.
Okay.
So we, you know, we planned this perfectly, right? Where
right.
We both got our difficult AC, no AC time stacked back-to-back. But so he was thinking he would come Friday. Now he's not sure if he can come Friday. He would have to be back by Friday night no matter what. So he won't be there for any of the actual Zorkfest activities, which I'm sure disappointing. But, you know, if he could at least be there and meet some people during the day Friday, that would be good. But he seems like he's unsure, not whatever you want to say, like not quite sure if he can make it happen. And
Well,
you know, it's a lot of driving for a day trip.
The travel for you guys isn't very bad, right? I mean, you're out of, what, New York? You're near there?
So. Yeah, I'm in New York, so it's just a little over 2 hours for me.
Okay.
Kyle's in Maryland, so it's closer to 3 hours for him.
Okay.
Outside of D.C. Gotcha. So, yeah, it's a little bit tougher for him, especially for a day trip. Like, for me, I feel like 2 hours, if I want to do a day trip, it's not too bad. It's a little tougher for him if he's trying to, you know, do a day trip, especially if he's got to drop his kid off and
right.
get there at 1 in the afternoon and then leave at, you know, 7 or 8 at night. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out the logistics.
I think it's hilarious how one of you guys is in Maryland and one of you guys is in New York, and yet you guys, this big topic is AC. And just like me and Shade, one's in Washington, one's in California, and our biggest topic is Las Vegas.
I know, right?
It just shows the love we have for this kind of stuff, man.
It's
drives
too much.
Us crazy.
Yeah, so. I think it's a rehab. I think there's a problem that we need to go fix.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was like a meeting place. I mean, I moved up here from Maryland. Like, I grew up in Maryland, knew Kyle from college, and then it was like the halfway point, sort of. I mean, Philly really is, but you know, right. AC casinos are more alluring than Philadelphia. So we ended up going to AC just like every few months and thinking about it all the time. And that's why we ended up doing the podcast.
That's awesome. Nice. That's cool. That's cool history.
And I heard you mention something about, you know, you really love Atlantic City during the winter, and that's probably your favorite time. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like when I first went, it was January, and I've gone a bunch of times in the winter since, or at least in the off season. You know, I've been there several times when it's snowing out, and it's just really awesome to see like the boardwalk and the beach all covered in snow, especially if you got a good view from your room. I mean, it's just like incredibly laid back, and that's kind of what I love about it. And it's even more laid back in the winter. So, I'm always excited to go like when it's cold out for some reason. I don't really know why. It's not like I love the cold, but I like the idea, I think, of winter more than I like the actual cold. But yeah, something about AC in, you know, December, January, February, I really love it.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's cool.
So, people, we are talking about Zorkfest coming up again December 1st through the 3rd in Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's right. As West Coast people are getting together with the East Coast folks, and it's going to be a blast. I mean, and like you said, you know, you didn't know what to expect of the gathering itself. The gatherings are, I'll tell you, I've been to about 3 of them, and they are phenomenal because not only do you finally get to meet the people, you get to spend a few days with them and just, you know, you get to know them. And, you know, like for people like Vito and cousin Mikey, I was telling them yesterday about how, you know, meeting Vito and Mikey, I went with my wife, and meeting them and seeing the passion and then just the way they got together in cahoots all the time, you know. When me and Shane hung out, I was like, you know what? This is my cousin Mikey right here. This is perfect. Like, this is who I need to be doing something with. And, you know, when you have that bond, it's freaking cool. And not only did we have that with him, I mean, we had it with about 50 other people just that trip. And then the next trip, you meet, if not 20 people, that's mm-hmm. where I met Shane. And we became freaking besties. And so it goes on and on. And, you know, when you're able to have these events and they're saying, hey, let's go to the East Coast and, you know, let's go and meet up with other podcasts. I'm like, hell yeah, that's a hell of an opportunity. So again, I'm excited. Again, not only that, you know, we're going to learn so much from the seminar, and we're going to actually probably be able to learn how to get to Vegas on free flights and, you know, get the rooms comped all the time, depending on what it is we need to play or what it is we need to maneuver with, you know, points or whatever it's got to be. So I'm excited about this. Hopefully we get a lot out of this event.
Yeah, actually, that's my question for you, Craig. What are you going most for as far as, you know, what are you looking to get out of it?
I've talked to Eric a few times. I've met Eric a few times, but also we've had him on the podcast. So we've sort of, you know, chewed his ear off about different total rewards perks and stuff like that. I'm interested to hear more because he's got a couple panels with Coach Kitty, who writes a lot for Travel Zork, who I think is mainly a video poker player. She is just like a whiz when it comes to figuring out coining and tracking her comps and everything. So I'm sort of interested in hearing that kind of stuff because, you know, I play a lot of video poker.
Right.
It's kind of my game of choice. So, like, video poker is notoriously crappy for getting comps.
Right. Welcome to my world.
I'm interested to hear sort of, like, her. I know she's doing, like, adding video poker to your arsenal sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in hearing that. I'm interested in hearing. So the new thing, obviously, Borgata is now M Life. So they're doing a couple, like, an intro to TR, to Total Rewards in M Life. They're doing a like comprehensive M Life at Borgata Primer. So that I'm really interested in. Because
now, when did that happen? When did they change over to M Life?
I think it was earlier this year.
Okay.
So MGM bought it late in 2016 and kind of hinted that it was going to happen and hinted it was going to happen. And it finally happened.
Okay. Huh.
I want to say June of this year, but that could be totally wrong. Maybe April. It's been, you know, more than 6 months since I've done a changeover.
Right.
It hasn't been totally seamless.
I'm
I think
sure.
A lot of the players who are longtime Borg players who got conked really well kind of feel not great about the M Life thing because it's right. more
the big guys sort of, coming in and swapping everything up and kind of making them monopoly type thing. You know, I could
yeah,
I could
it's,
see
it's
that,
very like know? Database like Total Rewards is, which right. I like because right, I right. kind of as a low roller, it's like okay, well I know where I stand. But as a Borgata player, like I would get random match play. I don't get anything from Borgata anymore since they switched over, and I don't know if it's just that I haven't played much, but I think. You know, M Life is not known as being incredibly generous with right. comps. No. And I know that was the concern for a lot of people. So I'm interested to hear about that. But as I read more about the other sessions, there's some stuff that I think really overlaps. Like I'm like very, very basic knowledge of credit card points programs and stuff. So I have a friend who's really into it. So I'll hit him up and say, like, hey, I'm going to Philadelphia for the weekend. Should I book this with points? And he'll be like, dude, you're an idiot. Use this transfer, like, one-to-one transfer program with Chase Sapphire.
Right.
You'll get, like, a way nicer room for $150 a night, like, or $150 credit card
See,
points.
See, that's the thing. I don't think about that either. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even dawn on me. And that's I've just got to get better with that. And I know how Julian is with it, too. But, you know, and I've got reward points back and, you know, Delta miles, things like that. But I don't put the two and two together for some reason. It's just what it is. So.
Yeah, so there's one session that's about, like, when it's good to just pay cash and add to your points and when it's good to use points. And, like, that is the thing that I just can never wrap my head around.
Right, right.
And so that's what I always end up emailing my friend, like, hey, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And he's like, this is so obvious, I don't understand. But he always helps me out. I feel like he always gets me good deals.
That's cool. I think that's what's pretty exciting is, you know, Eric hit it on the head when he was telling us the other night. He's all, you know, I was under the impression it was only Gamblers Expo, basically, a Gamblers, you know, how to get in the comps, and he's breaking it down. No, this is everybody from, you know, airline miles to credit card, you know, credit card points. So there's going to be a little bit of everybody. So I'm super excited to see, you know, we're going to learn a little of everything. It's not going to always be so one-sided, you know. So, but again, I try to get advantage of as much as I can with the total reward system. And so, you know, I'm looking to see how Eric does this and how he's always such a chill guy and always so nonchalant about everything, because I want to be like that, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he puts in a lot of effort, but yeah, I'm interested to hear like what I could be right. doing different. And there's definitely a lot of overlap. Like my friend who I was saying is really into the credit card point thing. Like we went to Vegas, it was probably like 4 years ago now, and I don't think this partnership happens anymore, but he had some, I don't know, Hyatt or something card that crossed over with Cosmo. So he got upgrade status at Cosmo, and then he got to cut all the lines and everything. And it's like, wow, I never would have thought that like being a hotel member, elite status
right,
person would
right.
get crossover to casinos.
Yeah. And,
right.
Yeah. And that's my thing. Like Karen off 360 Vegas, Mark and Karen and Tony and Alistair sometimes, they stayed in the Cosmo, and because she travels and she knows this, she knew who owned the Cosmo, and because of those reward points, they were able to stay there. I mean, just, I don't get that whole thing. And Eric actually was sharing something with us about who owns what. You know, you assume that everything on the strip is owned by either MGM or Caesars, and that's not necessarily the case. You know, there's other right. things out there for that. So that's just neat to learn and kind of gather that. And that's why I'm going. You know, again, I've said it before, you know, the travel, the flights, and the hotel rooms. You know, I'm a slot guy. I'm not necessarily a table guy. Julian and I know more as a table guy. But I think there's something to kind of win-win out of everybody for this thing. And that's, it's going to be neat. It's going to be neat how that's all set up.
My one of my biggest questions to you, Craig, is I know you said you've been to Vegas about 4 years ago. How would you compare Atlantic City to Las Vegas?
So it's funny. We always sort of preface these discussions on our show with saying, like, you can't really compare them. Like, AC is not really comparable to Vegas. And I always worry that if I see some, you know, like a European or something who's coming on the bus with me to Atlantic City, I'm like, they get told that they're going to, like, the Vegas of the East.
Right.
It's just a totally different experience. It doesn't feel like Vegas. It certainly doesn't feel like the Strip. I've said for a while that I think AC could probably learn some stuff from downtown Vegas as far as, like...
I've heard that, yeah.
More of a personal touch.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's weird because, like, downtown, the casinos... I mean, yeah, Golden Nugget's a big company, and, like, Derek and the Stevens brothers own several things, but it feels more personal down there. And, like, even though Atlantic City's smaller and probably casino vibe-wise is more like downtown, although less chaotic, it's still all these corporate companies, right? Like, it's Caesars owns two of the casinos on the boardwalk. Carl Icahn owns the Tropicana, you know, it's like one of the richest people in the world. Resorts is the only one that is kind of like a small company at all. And even in the marina, like Borgata's at MGM now, Golden Nuggets, the other option in the Harrah's is Caesars. So there really aren't that many different companies. So I keep saying like, oh, it'd be nice if there was kind of this personal hands-on feel that you get. I can't say I've ever been to the D or Golden Gate, but certainly listening to all the Vegas Nerd Society and before it was the Summit, all the Vegas tripping stuff. It's like those guys are really like they know how to make players feel welcome in a really competitive environment, and I wish the casinos would do more of that. But it's kind of this weird big corporate casinos, but in this smaller, less competitive atmosphere or something. I don't really know how to describe it. I'm less competitive.
No, I get
it. Yeah. That's a way to explain it. Yeah. So
yeah, it's totally understandable because they do. They have to compete with the strip essentially, and they do a pretty good job of it. I mean, downtown's never dead. You know, there's always people out there. No. So
the big thing about AC is just that it's so much slower paced. Like if you are going to AC thinking like you're just gonna get rip roaring drunk and like run up and down the boardwalk, jumping from casino to casino. Like, you can do that, but you're going to be the only person doing it. Like,
oh, man, you just ruined my whole list. I had everything of that on my list.
That was Shane's trip, Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Come on, man.
I mean, most of the people just kind of, like, there's a lot of regulars. There's a lot of people who just go to a casino, and that's the casino that they spend their time in. I typically end up in, like, Caesars Valley's Wild Old West just because it's, like, one interconnected complex. And I would be considered like a casino hopper for Atlantic City. I mean, I definitely consider myself a casino hopper, but it's not quite the same as just like the full party atmosphere of Vegas. You walk out on the boardwalk and everybody's got a drink in their hand. Like, you're not allowed to drink on the boardwalk, which is completely insane.
I don't know why that actually is stupid. Yet. Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, not allowed is certainly like in air quotes because people definitely do it, but yeah, I mean, I think they need to do that, like get it more of a sort of, you know, Vegas Strip or downtown, Fremont Street, or even like, you know, Bourbon Street in New Orleans, like go for that kind of vibe, and they don't really have it right now.
Here's a question with that being said. Sorry, you know, as far as the casinos, yeah. I mean, I know Caesars is hooked up, Bally's, I think there's a little, there's one in between that, I think Eric was talking about, Wild Wild West or something. Then you got the Tropicana, you got the Golden, you got these other things. As far as within walking distance and traveling, I mean, what would you, obviously you've been to all of them, because I'm a casino hopper. I love just walking through casinos. They blow my mind. With that being said, would you take time to go to, say, all the way to the end to where Tropicana is? Or, you know, definitely Borgata's on there, on the list, you know, but you got to take a taxi, I think, down there. What would you recommend as far as, you know, if you're that kind of guy and you're hopping around, what's that look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to make it to Borgata if you've never been to AC before. It's the nicest thing in AC by far. I mean, especially, okay. I would say Revel is the nicest thing in AC, but it's close, unfortunately. So for now, I mean, and Borgata is extremely nice. I mean, it's sort of like a lower key Bellagio, and Bellagio certainly like outclasses Borgata, but you'll see a lot of the same design elements in Borgata. Like the Jihouli sculptures are in Borgata. It's very classy and nice. Everything's extremely well done. The service is great. The dealers are always very friendly. So Borgata, to me, just like wandering around that place, I really like it. It's got a lot of the best restaurants in the city are in Borgata. It's just a nice thing to see. I love just like walking down the boardwalk. So I really like Tropicana. Kyle, who I co-host the podcast with, is not a huge fan, although he's ended up there staying there, I think, like two of the last three trips, but just because he goes where he can get comps. But Tropicana and even Caesars are these properties in Harrah's, not like the newer Vegas properties where they were built sort of fully formed as these mega resorts.
Right.
They were built as like, what is the bare minimum hotel rooms we can have, which is 500. And here's our box of slots and table games casino. And then like kept adding on and adding on and adding on. So Trop is really weird because like the actual casino floor feels extremely different than like where most of the video poker machines are, which feels way, way different than the poker room, which feels really old. And then there's the quarter, which is really new and feels like it could be at home in Vegas. And so it's like, it's a very odd property, and I really like it for that. I don't think Kyle's a big fan. So I mean, I think Trop is definitely worth checking out. They've got some good food in terms of both like quick bites and then sit down places. They've got a lot of bars, a lot of nightlife. So I really like Trop. I think it's worth checking out. Resorts is all the way at the other end of the boardwalk.
That's the other one. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so Resorts is the oldest casino in the U.S. outside of Nevada.
Wow.
And so it feels that way, and it feels like some of the clientele have been there since it opened.
Is it one of those things?
I mean, I still really like it because it's kind of like that quintessential experience. But, you know, if you're crutched for time, I wouldn't say you need to go out of your way to go to Resorts. Like, it's kind of like a... It's pretty generic. It's not really all exciting.
Okay. And that's on the other side, right? Like, that's on the other side of if you pass everything else, your Trop is here and Resorts is over here type thing. Like, they're the bookends of that.
So yeah, so now that a couple of the casinos have closed, I mean, it's down to 7. And there used to be 12. It's basically the Caesars Valley's Wild Wild West complex smack in the middle of the boardwalk. The northern end is Resorts and the southern end is Tropicana. And then the other three are in the marina. Not walking distance from the boardwalk or from each other, like the marinas are
okay. Right now. Convenient. That's awesome.
But I mean, Golden Nugget's also kind of cool. Like, if you're going to take a cab over to Borgata, it's not a bad idea just to swing through Golden Nugget just to check it out. Like, it's also, it feels very Golden Nugget. So if you like the Golden Nugget in Vegas, I think you'll get a similar vibe, but maybe
get the same thing. Okay.
Like, it's cramped. It's like a small casino floor, but it's like, it's well done. I like it. I don't spend a lot of time there, but
okay, cool.
Okay, that good being info. Said, what is your favorite casino?
Oh man, so I feel like it changes all the time. Like, I have different reasons for liking different ones. I think it's impossible to say anything other than Borgata, just because it's the nicest. And every time I go and spend any real amount of time there, I leave thinking like, this is a great casino. Like, no caveat. Like, no, this is the best. This is
nothing
great
compares.
The best in Atlantic City. Like, it is a legitimately great casino, and if it was in anywhere else, I think if it was in Vegas, I would still like it. Certainly wouldn't be one of the top, you know, two or three properties in Vegas, but it would compete.
Okay.
But I like the other properties for their weird quirks. Like, I like Resorts for its sort of oldness and its lack of corporate.
Yeah. that's understandable,
I guess. And Tropicana is just so like out there. I think they do a good job creating a vibe that I really like, that I don't know if everybody likes, which,
see, now you gotta, I gotta check it out, because that I like eclectic stuff too. That sounds like that's kind of the road you're going down. I think.
Yeah. And they go all out. Like, they go all out for like Christmas decorations. Like, they do more, I think, than any of the other casinos to sort of make you, to change it up so it feels different when you go, depending on when you go. So I really like that. So yeah, I'd probably say, I mean, Bori's definitely my favorite. Trop, I like to spend a lot of time in. That being said, I spend most of my time in Bally Caesars Wild Wild West just because of the total rewards program. And like, I still have these delusions that I'm going to make it to Vegas soon, and I'm going to be able to use my total rewards
deals
and stuff. I don't even get comps in Vegas anymore because I haven't been in so long. So, but I still end up there. I mean, I like Caesars a lot. It is, you know, it's a very nice casino. It's just like, there's nothing really to write home about it. Like, it's like nice. It's just, and everything's done competently, but nothing will blow you away.
When was the last time you were out in Vegas?
It was almost exactly 4 years ago. So I think November of 2013 was the last time I was there. So I made it 4 years in a row. And every time I would leave and think, man, I have no idea when I was going to get back. And I'd get back the next year, the next year, the next year.
Oh, yeah.
And so the last trip, I was like, I'm not worried about it. I'll get back. And then, you know,
never,
had a kid. All
did.
Our friends had kids that we used to
It happens. With, it like, happens.
And we haven't been since. So.
Yeah. No. There you go.
Wow. Awesome. So I wanted to ask you, what's your worst casino experience?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. In anywhere or specifically in Atlantic City?
Anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which one.
So I was in Vegas in 2012 during Superstorm Sandy when that hit New York. So, like, I was stuck in Vegas, which sounds great, but, like, when everybody else gets out before you and you're just kind of
there,
like,
you are.
When you're going to fly out, that's kind of weird. That's not really my worst casino experience specifically. It's just kind of like a shitty way to wrap up a trip.
Right. Like, yeah.
When you're spending your whole trip wondering when you're going to get a flight. You know, trying to coordinate back home with how that's going to work out. But
right. Okay.
I've had some. Oh boy. Okay, I just remembered.
Yeah, took a while.
So Kyle and I stayed at Bally's a couple years ago when the Claridge Building was part of Bally's, and the Claridge Building is like one of the oldest buildings in AC that's still standing. I want to say it was built in like 1930 or 1931. You'll see it. It's a very pretty building on the outside, and actually it's now a Radisson, and they've totally renovated it. Apparently it looks great. The lobby is like very beautiful, sort of 1920s, 30s, Prohibition era style stuff. But at the time, like, Claridge was the garbage tower of Bally's, and it was connected through this really like seedy walkway that had, I don't remember if it was mirrors so that you could see around the corner in the hallway in case anybody was following you, if it was actually like the video of the closed circuit TV.
That's not creepy at all.
So it should have been a sign that the room was going to suck. The room was tiny. The bathroom is one of those things where like you can barely get in and close the door. Like you have to like almost be standing on the toilet to close the door. All the furniture was completely beat to shit. So we ended up, I think that night we ended up playing poker till like 4 in the morning at Bally's, go back up to our room, and like the beds suck. It's like bright in the room because the curtains aren't very nice. The beds are not comfortable, and then the walls are paper thin, and we hear this couple next to us just like going at it loud as can be at 4 in the morning. It's like, oh god, this is not a good experience. But I think at that point you just make the most of it. We've always kind of been like, we'll just take whatever room we can get. I think that was the first time we were like, okay, you always want to be like one upgrade away from the shittiest room in an AC casino. Like Borgata, any room in Borgata is fine. But every other casino, like the base room is going to be pretty rough. If you can get like one above the base, you're going to be much, much better off.
So one of my last questions will be for you, brother. We're probably going to more than likely have to have you back on the show just because you're so knowledgeable about AC and
you're helping us prepare well.
I love it, dude. I love it. I'm mentally trying to picture how this shore is going to be and look, and I can't even put it together. It just drives me crazy.
I've got my whole map on a napkin over here already just listening to him talk. Got to go to Tropicana. Got to go here. Got to go here.
One of the last questions I want to see if we can get out of you is, do you have any kind of good Vegas story, Vegas confession you can leave us on?
Oh boy. I'm pretty tame when it comes to Vegas, so I don't think I have any great stories.
Nah,
I'm trying
boo!
To think if we yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've done the bachelor party thing, but even our bachelor parties don't go nuts. Let's see. We got to have something good, right? I mean, Vegas. I mean, a funny one that we tell everybody is, you know, there's always the strip club guys who are always trying to get you to go to strip clubs, especially if you're in a group of dudes. And like when my group of friends goes to Vegas, it's like, it's not even about drinking. Like it's just a gambling trip. Like Kyle will just disappear for like 8 hours at a time, and he'll be at Harrah's playing Pai Gow Tiles the entire time.
That's funny.
And we'll be like, hey, do you want to get lunch? And he'll be like, I got lunch. It took 10 minutes. I went to Chipotle. I'm back at the tiles table. So that's like kind of his style. So it's really like gambling focused for us, but like they're just like the random stuff that happens on the Vegas Strip. Like, you know, the whatever, not the card slappers, but the people who are trying to get you to go to the strip club. Like we have a friend who is very like pressed khakis, V-neck sweater, button-down shirt kind of guy, glasses, like finance
dude. I can picture him in my mind already.
Strip, and somebody was like, hey, Bill Gates, you want to go to a strip club? And like, the dude was trying to say he was like a nerd, but he was super proud of that. Like, he was like, yeah, Bill Gates, like, that's great. Yeah. And you're like, that is an insult. So that's one of them. Certainly, so one dumb one. When I was stuck there for Superstorm Sandy, I was staying at MGM Grand. I had a comped room for one night, and then I was like, hey, is there any way you can extend this? I could have gotten two nights, but I didn't think I could stay for two nights. Like, can you look and see if this offer is still good? And they like gave it to me. They were totally cool about it. So I've always sort of felt good about MGM Grand from that. But I was the only one there that night. I'm just like wandering around. went and ate like Fatburger by myself. I was watching like the World Series of Poker, which was on until like 3 a.m.
Oh man!
I finally get back to the casino at MGM, just wandering around by myself. It was really weird because it was like a Monday night at 3 a.m. They're like vacuuming the casino floor, which I don't think I've ever seen anyone vacuum.
Nobody around. Tumbleweed.
And I'm like wandering around and like sort of just, you know, dicking around, putting like a few bucks in a slot machine, and this woman keeps like sitting like two banks of machines over from me. Like anytime I would sit down, she'd kind of like come two banks of machines over. And I'm like, that's weird. Like I've got to look like shit. Like I've been wandering around all day. I'm tired. I haven't like, you know, I'm like out of clothes because I'm stuck here for an extra day. And I like just wander around like, oh, wait a minute. This woman is working. Like clearly that is what's going on. Like, so just kept happening until I was like, I'm going to go up to my personality.
So she wasn't like a bank teller or anything like that when you say working. She wasn't a nun. That's what you're saying. It's one of those things.
Yeah, no, oh, not okay, a nun. Gotcha, gotcha. She was on the clock or whatever. So it's pretty lame, right? Like, that's not a great story.
No, that's awesome, that's dude. Like, yeah. Shit, it doesn't matter.
That's okay. You know, the fact that you're seeing them vacuum up the floors, that's a pretty good sign of how much you like to gamble or how your night went.
That is no shit about
that. I tell my wife, we have a problem when we're watching them and we're playing and nobody's actually there, and they're changing out the banks and the machines. Like, all right, maybe it's time for us to go. Maybe we've been playing a little too damn long.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that kind of stuff. Like, my brother was at Borgata when they changed over to M Life, and he was playing, and they were just like, everybody take your cards out of the machines. Like, your cards are no longer good for the next 3 hours. And it's like, you need to go to bed because you're up too late. If they're changing over now,
like, there's no point. It's a little bit too much. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I want to thank you big time for coming on the show, giving us some knowledgeable info, man. We really do appreciate it. We are super excited to see you this week in Atlantic City. And again, guys, we are talking to Craig from the Do for a Win podcast. We're hoping to see him and Kyle this weekend. I think we have about 25 of us showing up at this event. So again, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know some people are planning to sneak out of the seminars and go gamble every time they get a restroom break. So it's going to be fun. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be sharing a lot of laughs. And, you know, thank you again, brother, for coming on. We're going to have to get you back on to get some more questions out of you because you're a very good time. Yeah.
I was just going to say it would be cool, you know, like after this whole thing's done, you know, get you back on and just, you know, we'll talk about that whole experience, you know, just the whole AC thing, you know, it'd be awesome. So I more than appreciate your time.
That would be pretty cool to get his first group experience. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks a lot for having me on. I was making my little like itinerary today, trying to plan out stuff between the little breaks, and I was like, I'm not going to have any time to do this stuff. Everybody's going to wander around as a group. It's going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to doing all that stuff this weekend.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
And time flies by when everybody's together, man. 5 days go by so damn fast, you wouldn't even believe. But we only have 3, so.
Yeah, I'm only there one night. It sucks.
Oh man. Shit. Yeah, shit, that's right.
We're going to have to send you home drunk. Yeah, that's for sure.
Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye.
Awesome, awesome, awesome interviews. I want to thank everybody who's came on the show and participated. And again, guys, we promised you guys to have people on the show, interviews, call-ins, emails, and that's starting all to happen. And that makes me even excited. You know, it was a fun idea for us to get started. And now that we got the ball rolling and people are interested and somebody actually said they're our fan, that gets us even more excited and pumps us up to bring even better content, guys. So again, we are getting ready to shoot out to Atlantic City, fly across the country and go get in some trouble. Hopefully not too much because we got a show to bring back to you next week. So again, we understand that this show went a little bit longer than we intended. But again, that's the fun in doing these interviews. Me and Shane are natural born bullshitters. We can bullshit all day. And again, when we have great guests with great stories and natural insight, it means a lot. So again, we apologize if it's too long for you. But again, a lot of you people that may be coming out to Zorkfest, this might be something to help you get through your flight. So you guys are very, very welcome. We appreciate everybody who's been listening. Please do not forget to rate and review us on iTunes. And again, we hope you guys are subscribing so you guys can stick around for the next episode and hear the next one.
Yeah, bullshitting is a key word here. I know it. Fucking my wife hates it to death. But yeah, this is a little bit different format. Hope you guys really enjoy it. Reach out at us, VegasConfessionsPodcast@gmail.com, VegasConfessionsPod on Twitter. And then also find us on Facebook, too. I believe what? Vegas Confessions, we are on, right?
Yeah, we are Vegas Confessions Podcast on Facebook as well. I'm on Twitter at Julian Romero. He's Shane Mills. Thank you guys for listening.
Awesome. Cheers. We'll see you in about a week. See what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, I got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that close city bus. Everything dies, maybe that's a bet. And maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, ready, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. It's getting cold. Maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little